Headline, big bold letters on the front of the newspaper. Man gets 30 years for 1996 killing. Published on July 25th, 1998. Article reads, the sentencing of New Britain man in Hartford Superior Court Friday to 30 years in prison could have been just another case of one drug dealer being sent to prison for killing another. But instead, for an hour, members of both families pleaded before the court, some for justice, others for compassion, for the son who was killed and the other who would be lost to prison. Stevie Clark, 20, faced 5 to 40 years in prison for his conviction early this year of first-degree manslaughter with a firearm in the 1996 shooting of John Bazemore, 32, at the Mount Pleasant Housing Projects in New Britain. I used to live there. Bazemore's cousin, Ernest Garlington, said he counsels boys who, like himself, grew up in poverty, immersed in drugs, guns, and deadly vengeance. Giving Clark a lenient sentence would only send back to the community a message that Garlington has tried so hard to counteract. Clark, a young, slim man often picked on, turned to drugs as a career choice, prosecutor said. The evening of August 2nd, 1996, he accused Bazemore of holding back sales money owed him. Bazemore bullied and taunted him. Clark was originally charged with murder. He told the jury that Bazemore's threats had frightened him. In self-defense, he ran to retrieve a gun and fired at Bazemore. The jury concluded the killing was neither murder nor self-defense. Judge John F. Mulcahy Jr. said he was not unmoved by Clark's youth or the effect of growing up fatherless and poor. But, he said, Clark could have walked away from the dispute instead of coming back and shooting Bazemore 3 times at a distance of 4 feet. Drugs and guns are a deadly combination, he said. You had a young man with a loaded gun engaged in drug activities in a senseless, stupid argument. The inevitable conclusion was premature death. When it was Clark's turn to speak, his words were mixed in sobs. I tried to get your address and write you a letter, he said. I'm very sorry. I accept that I should be punished. I know I did wrong. I was scared. That's the template from the article back then. I know oftentimes the media will embellish a story, drag some shit out, say stuff that ain't true. So, I mean, feel free to elaborate on what we read or give us your version.
Well, no.